Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our hope. The central theme of today's readings is that in a world of broken hearts, God sees and cares for us in our grief. He has compassion on our miseries and gives us healing touch. In fact, today's scriptures readings challenge us to become channels of God's compassionate and healing love, to place our hope in Jesus, who gives us resurrection and eternal life. This life is for the present and for the eternity that we await. Each day, brothers and sisters, each day, generation after generation, we experience limits that continuously present themselves, the corruption, lust, and death. However, we are called to overcome all of this negativity so that with Christ we may have his power, his triumph over this very transitory existence, and progressively, with the power and the grace of the resurrected, we may reach a brilliant, perfect, and new life here and now and beyond. In this 10th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the liturgical text transmits to us comforting realities that appear in the person of Jesus Christ as the source and communicator of life. He has come so that we may have life in abundance. This life in Christ is not restricted to the limits of space and time of our history on the earth. In the first reading taken from the first book of Kings, we heard about the prophet Elijah and her in hard times of Israel. He finds himself in pagan territory, precisely in Sarepta of Sidon, where a poor old widow with a small son lived in poverty in an agonizing and deadly situation. When the prophet Elijah, sent by God, arrives at the house of this woman to help her life in the face of her extreme poverty, the death of the widow's small child occurs. We have heard this story of the sacred scriptures in detail, describing how the prophet brings the body of the boy to the fourth floor where he lived. He paid and placed himself three times over the body. God gives him the power to revive the boy, who then begins to speak and is joyfully delivered to his mother, who is crying inconsolably. Without a doubt, within the prophetic vision, we perceive what Jesus Christ, the Son of God made flesh, with his power, would give a new life beyond death. In the Gospel reading of St. Luke, we heard the story of the resurrection of the only son of the widow of Nain. Jesus was on his way to this town, accompanied by his disciples and many people. As he arrived at the entrance of the town, he found that they were crying, carrying the body of a boy who had died to be buried, the only son of a widow who was in the company of a large crowd of people. Saint Luke, who is the only evangelist who offers us this passage of the apostolic life of Christ, lets us know that Christ was moved with compassion for this widow who cries over the irreparable loss of her young son. Jesus, without saying anything, approaches the woman and lovingly consoles her, "Do not weep." And he touches the coffin, and those who carried it halt. Then he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. When all the people that unexpectedly witnesses the resurrection of the son of the widow of Nain, they were filled with awe, and they began to glorify God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report, brothers and sisters, about him spread throughout the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. After more than 2,000 years of the events narrated in the biblical text of this Sunday, we live in faith and united to the person and work of Jesus. We believe in the resurrection of the dead and in the eternal life in heaven. We profess it in the creed of our Catholic faith. In our current circumstances and in our actual and future existence, we give testimony through our church that was founded and constantly assisted by Jesus Christ. We joyfully announce that we transcend our sorrow, our trials, and our bitterness of this world. And we ask the Lord to bless us, to give us courage, and to reaffirm our faith as we endure our sorrows and bitterness in our passing throughout this world. This world in which God the Father has placed us is filled with beautiful, positive, and very good experiences. But we must also face our surrendering and bitterness in this valley of tears, wanting to reach with Mary and all the saints a holy life, complete for our body and soul. We need to become channels of God's compassionate and healing love of Jesus, as Jesus was. The event also reminds us to have the same love and compassion for those who suffer that Jesus had. Our deeds of love will transform the brokenhearted and help them to experience God as the Father who has come among his people. We must ask God for the grace to be like Christ for the others in our daily lives. Those who saw Saint Francis of Assisi, brothers and sisters, for instance, were also seeing Jesus in him. Saints are those who carry Jesus in their words and deeds, imitating his way of doing things and his goodness. Our society, brothers and sisters, in our society needs saints. And we can each be one in our own environment. Those who hurt also need comfort. And again, it is our responsibility to offer that comfort. We need to be also spiritually alive. This story should help us to look at our own situation and see, first of all, how alive we really are. When we live in mortal sins, we are physically alive and spiritually dead. We need the spiritual revival offered to us in the sacrament of reconciliation. St. Augustine comments, "Our mother, the Church, rejoices every day when people are raised again in spirit sacramentally." We need also to offer our broken hearts to Jesus. We need to bring our deepest hurts and broken relationships to Jesus and experience how he reaches out to us to grant us his loving reconciliation. Let us invite Jesus to transform the most difficult situations in our life. The Lord Jesus still raises the dead. We trust the promise each time we bring our shattered lives, our broken hearts, our anger, our depressions, our deepest hurts to the table of the Lord to hear in the voice of the priest his sure and certain words. "This is my body, and this is my blood given and shed for you." We must not run from the present, because by the light of Christ, who died and has risen, we walk our path of thorns and heart trials together with Jesus, who says to us now and now as well, "Arise from your trouble, your sin and death, and with me you will have a new life. Because I have come so that you may always have life in abundance." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. World without end. Amen.